Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed.
Ladies down at our store, I'm asked many times each day to explain just why Kroger Tender Ray Beef is not available right now. And I don't mind explaining. The fact is, I'm glad to tell the folks the reason for the shortage of those fine, fresh and tender Kroger Tender Ray steaks and roasts. I'm glad because I know the people who visit our Kroger store truly appreciate top quality beef. Right there, by the way, is the reason for the shortage. We just can't get top quality grades, because that kind of beef is grain-fed. And grain-fed beef is always used for Kroger Tender Ray. No, America's not producing grain-fed cattle because that precious grain is urgently needed elsewhere. It's needed overseas to feed the starving peoples of many countries. So that's the reason you can't get Kroger Tender Ray beef when you ask for it at your Kroger store these days. Don't forget, though, Kroger Tender Ray beef is world famous, for no other beef so fresh can be so tender. And please remember, too, that until the day when you can buy Kroger Tender Ray beef again, Kroger will always bring you the very best beef on the market, whenever it's available.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much indeed. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Although she doesn't know it yet, Penny Gibbs is well on her way to getting well-earned revenge on Jerry Manson for putting Steve in difficulty with the law. Professor Rogers feels that his evidence against Parker may possibly be used against Jerry Manson, too. With this in mind, he tells Professor Tobin,
"Look, Professor Tobin, we've dropped the disguise now so we can move about without arousing suspicion or raising eyebrows. Everything's done here, everything that can be done. So I want you to go to New York for me, if you will."
"New York, my boy? What can be done there? Our agents there can handle anything that needs to be done in that territory."
"Well, this is sort of a personal matter, Professor Tobin. I don't want to bother our bureau there until the matter falls into their hands legally, if it ever does."
"What are you talking about, son?"
"Jerry Manson was in town the other day, gloating about what a spot she got Parker in."
"Oh."
"And you know why she gave us those files out of Parker's office. Not to help us, Professor, but to keep Parker from marrying another girl."
"Yes, I know. This Manson, I've never met her, but she seems like a completely unworthy person."
"Well, you're being generous when you put it that way, Professor."
"Yes, I suppose I am, but you were about to say something."
"Yes. She was here gloating over what she'd done and enjoying her inglorious victory, and I suddenly got an idea. She's a part of Parker's organization, a very definite part."
"A secretary or something, isn't she?"
"Well, on the surface. But she's not the kind to be content with that, Professor. I had a hunch last night that she was something more than Parker's secretary. Today, I think she was."
"What makes you think so?"
"Look, here. These photostatic copies of the material we have from Parker's files. See these OK signatures here?"
"Uh-huh."
"Now, look at these on this page here."
"Which ones?"
"Now, these here. Look how similar they are. Each one exactly like the one above it. And you know what it means, Professor, when one signature after another is identical.
Forgery?"
"An obvious case of forgery."
"Hmm. This is one of the most damaging pages, too, isn't it?"
"Yes. This first page I showed you is perfectly all right. No evidence there of anything illegal. And the signatures are quite irregular. No two exactly alike, in fact."
"What are you driving at?"
"Nothing tangible yet, just a hunch I have. These particularly damaging pages could be a pure and simple forgery of Parker's signature. Or something Parker had done himself so that when he was caught, he could claim the signatures were forged."
"That's what the Bureau thinks, you know."
"Yes, that's what I think, too. Parker's much too clever a man to leave evidence like this within so easy reach of a secretary."
"Uh-huh. That's why you think this Jerry Manson is more than a secretary."
"Yes, but, well, it's just a thought, Professor, and you don't have to go to New York if you don't want to. It'll probably be nothing more than a wild goose chase."
"But I rather enjoy chasing geese like this, wild or not."
"Well, you go, then."
"I'll take the next plane out, my boy. Have you any idea what you'd like me to do?"
"Oh, no. Play it very cagily at first. Better not bring me into it when you first contact her, if you contact her at all. First, find out what you can about her personal life. That may be the opening wedge."
"Yes, it might be at that. Very clever, Professor Rogers. Too bad you're quitting the Bureau."
"Oh, well, I don't think it's too bad at all."
No, not for you, but the Bureau will miss you.
Oh, I haven't been in it long enough for the Bureau to miss me.
You've been in it long enough to make a mark, and what a mark.
Well, chalk it up to beginner's luck.
Beginner's nothing. You're a born federal agent, my boy. You'll never get completely out of it. Not when you can get a hunch like this and follow it through with such precision.
Oh, don't misunderstand my motives, Professor Tobin. I'm doing this in the name of justice, sure. But I'm following through on it hard for another reason.
I know the other reason, Professor Rogers. And it's as good as doing it in the name of justice.
Think so?
You're doing it in the name of fairness. Fairness to Penny Gibbs. And what is justice but fairness? I'll take that plane to New York today, Professor. There's one around noon. And for your sake, and for the sake of Penny Gibbs, I hope we find what we're looking for.
Hello, Penny.
Oh, Mother, come in. I didn't expect you so soon. We just this second finished the supper dishes.
Well, I'm certainly glad I didn't come any sooner. You'd have put me to work on them.
You bet we would. Oh, golly, it's hot tonight, isn't it?
Oh, it's terrible. You know, Jed's thinking of buying a small piece of property out by the lake.
He is?
Uh-huh.
Well, I didn't know anything out there was for sale.
Well, nothing is, really. Man who owns several acres offered Jed half of it at what seems like a reasonable price,
oh,
too.
Golly, that'd be wonderful. Jacob built a small cottage out there,
Mm-hmm, that's just what we were thinking. Log cabin style.
Oh, do that, Mother, and you'll have an almost permanent guest.
That's what we had in mind when we were talking about the land and building on it.
Oh, no, darling. Now, don't go to all that expense and trouble just for me.
Now, it's not expense, and it's not trouble, and it's not for you. We were just saying at supper tonight that maybe you'd like to spend a lot of your time out there. It's only a 30-minute drive from town to the lake.
Darling, you're worrying about me, aren't you? You think I'm going to pieces over what happened.
No, dear.
Yes, darling, you are. And you're thinking of a place at the lake. Well, maybe it might take my mind off things, aren't you?
Well, I'm sure you'd be interested in the place, honey, and coming out there
and trying to get my mind on something besides Steve.
Yes, dear.
Well, you build that cottage and get that land and I'll be out there every minute I can, but I won't come out there to forget, Mother. I won't need to. I'm all right. This thing had me terribly upset at first, but not now. It hasn't now.
Are you sure, dear?
Mm-hmm. I'm beginning to feel something again that I felt long before I ever promised to marry Steve.
What, dear?
I'm getting back that feeling of fear I had at the very thought of being married to him. Do you remember?
Yes, you asked me about it several times. But I couldn't advise you, Penny. Whether or not it was wise to marry him was something you had to decide for yourself.
Well, I decided to marry him, and then something decided for me that I shouldn't. And in many ways, I'm awfully glad it did.
Well, what do you mean, Penny? Oh,
darling, I don't mean I'm pleased about what's happened to Steve. I think this trouble he's in is horrible, and I'm almost hoping against hope that somehow or other he gets out of it. But the thing is, it happened before I had a chance to become his wife. And maybe that's a sign I should never have consented to be his wife.
Well, what makes you think that, Penny?
Nothing definite. Just that vague feeling again that it would have been wrong to marry him.
Well,
you had it before I said yes to him, didn't you?
Yes, I did, Penny.
And you still have it, don't you?
Yes, more strongly now than ever.
And Jed?
Well, he feels much the same as I do, Penny. And it's not because I've had any influence over him. You know that.
Mm-hmm. I certainly do. Jed makes up his own mind.
And he's usually right when he does, too.
And so are you, darling. And so am I this time, I think, when I begin to feel much better about what happened. Mother, I want Steve to get out of this mess he's in, and I'll do everything I can to help him, but I'm afraid that feeling for him's gone.
No, Penny, it's not, dear.
Yes, it is, Mother.
No, because it was never there.
Something was there.
Yes, and that something is still there, too. It's still there, or you wouldn't be so anxious to see him through this trouble he's in. But it's all of his own making, Penny, and in one way or another, all his fault. Even if he's found innocent, and I certainly hope he is, he he's not as completely guiltless in my mind as he would be had he not run away when he knew trouble was coming.
That's kind of the way I feel, too, darling. Except that I think he'll be found completely innocent of all charges.
Well, I hope so.
I'm sure of it, Mother. I'm sure that in spite of everything Professor Rogers has done and said, I'm sure he's wrong about Steve.
Hello?
Professor Rogers?
Yes?
This is Professor Tobin.
Oh, good evening, Professor. Where are you?
Just where you sent me, my boy, in New York.
Oh. Well, any luck?
On Jerry Manson?
Uh-huh.
Yes, I think I have a thing or two that ought to be of very great interest.
Good.
But let me warn you, it's not conclusive by any means. It'll take a great deal more time and a lot more investigation. You may have to come down here yourself.
If you think I should, I certainly will.
Well, I'll let you decide that for yourself.
All right. Well, what did you find out?
Well, this much so far. As I said, it's most interesting, my boy.
Well, what is it?
Well, I think you're right about this Jerry Manson being more than a secretary in Steve Parker's company.
Uh-huh. Why?
Because Miss Manson does not live at the address at which she's registered.
No?
No.
Then where does she live?
At the Riverside Towers.
The Riverside Towers? That's where Parker lives.
Yes, that's why I thought it was most interesting.
It is. Well, what else did you find out?
This, that there is no Jerry Manson registered at the Riverside Towers.
What?
In fact, no one there ever heard of her. But when I pointed her out to a bellboy in the lobby, he said, oh, she lives here.
Oh. Under what name?
I didn't ask. I wanted to take it very cautiously, as you suggested.
Oh, good. Well, I don't think we have to ask, do we?
No, I don't think so. I think it's pretty obvious. Jerry Manson is Mrs. Stephen J. Parker.
Oh, don't say that until you're sure of it, Professor Tobin, but check on it. We may have something there.
So there is evidence that Jerry Manson is Mrs. Stephen J. Parker. Is that possible? And if so, just what was Steve's plan in ever thinking of marrying Penny? And why didn't Jerry say she was Steve's wife to stop the wedding? What is the truth about Jerry Manson and Steve? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony.
You know, ladies, you have one problem nowadays that's really my problem, too. You're anxious to serve your husband and your family top-notch dinners. Which was no problem at all when I could supply you with fresh and tender Kroger Tender A beef. However, now that our world-famous Kroger Tender A steaks and roasts are so scarce, let me recommend something else I'm sure will please the family. My advice is serve our Kroger selected seafoods. You'll find we have the finest flavored fish and seafood in town. But see for yourself. Drop around to our Kroger store soon and look over our wide variety of fine seafoods with that fresh-caught flavor. When you do, just remember this. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Yes, Kroger's selected seafood is guaranteed to satisfy. Plan right now to pay us a visit, won't you?